Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As you can imagine, we do occasionally get some email from people who do not agree with us and want to vent their frustration with something we've written or said here on the Viewpoint broadcast or on our website. And we're going to read one of those that came to us not too terribly long ago. And so, Eric, why don't you begin?
Well, this is what he says. I have to say you have put a lot of work into a website just to slander a group of people that in my eyes are a lot better than you.
Well, let me stop you right there. First of all, the word slander, obviously this person is coming from a negative point of view. He's looking at us as the enemy, obviously. And so instead of a website just to critique, okay, a group. But here's the problem. We're not really critiquing or slandering a group of people. First of all, to slander would be to lie about them. And we're not lying. We are documenting very carefully what we say about the teachings that Mormon leaders have given over the years. We are quoting them from their own sources, their conference messages, their scripture, their vetted material. And we are merely citing them so that people can analyze them for themselves, because they probably wouldn't know where to look for things like this, and then allowing the people who read it to make their own decision.
Wasn't that what their own leaders have said we're supposed to do?
They have told us to do that, and we're doing merely what people like Brigham Young said. Take up the Bible, compare the religion of the Latter-day Saints with it, and see if it will stand the test. Orson Pratt said, if we were to do this and show them that they're wrong, they would be eternally grateful for what we have done. Now, most Mormons really don't react like they're eternally grateful for what we've done.
Oh, there's a lot of former Mormons, though, that would.
You are right. There are Mormons who have written us to thank us that we have taken the bold step to put this information out and to risk getting letters such as this one. But I wish they would be a little cautious before they're saying that we're actually slandering a group of people. Our disagreement is really not with the Mormon people.
No,
our disagreement is with Mormonism. And yet many times that's how it's always turned. And that's why I don't like the phrase anti-Mormon. We're not against Mormons. We disagree with Mormonism. But when he says that in his eyes, that these people are a lot better than we are, or I am, personally.
I bet he might be right on the morals, you know. I mean, for both of us, they're good people.
I've often said when I'm talking to Mormons, when we get on that subject, say, you're probably a much better person than I am. I know I'm a fallen sinner. I admit it.
Unfortunately for us, salvation does not depend on our own works as far as justification goes. He continues and says, I have been searching for answers that, frankly, Christianity won't answer, or when my pastor won't read certain scripture or give a straight answer, I know there is something wrong. Now, it sounds like he might have been coming from a Christian background of some kind, where he was going to a Christian church, and he felt that the Christian pastor was not giving him the answers that he was looking for.
Well, here's where I'm at a disadvantage when I get an email like this. He doesn't tell me what those questions are. He doesn't tell me what passages he thinks his pastor was trying not to refer to, or the unclear answers that he was receiving from this pastor. So I'm at a disadvantage. I don't know what the situation is. Maybe the pastor did answer his questions, and he just didn't like the answers.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And that happens a lot, because many times when I'm talking with Mormons, they'll ask me a question, and I'll respond to them, and they'll say, you didn't answer my question. And I go, no, I did. You just didn't like my answer. And that's fine if you don't like it, but don't say I didn't answer it, because I actually did.
Well, and we learn what has happened. He used to apparently go to some kind of a church, and then he says, and you just helped me make up my mind. So thank you, And yes, I'm going to get baptized just like John, I think he's referring to John the Baptist, taught, and Jesus as well, into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, even though it was called something else for 4 years, so you say.
I have a feeling he was probably reading an article that we have on our website where we talk about how the Mormon Church went through several name changes, how they were originally known as the Church of Christ, and then they changed the name to the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and then it was changed to the present title, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It must be what he's referring to.
Well, then the next day he writes another email, and this is what he says on this one. He says, "Thank you, and once again, thanks for pushing me in the right direction."
How did I do that? When he first wrote me, my response was, I would just appreciate it if you could give me one of the lies that you think that we've told. That's what I asked him. I said, I appreciate one of the lies you think we've told. Otherwise, I'm going to assume you were merely bearing false witness. He didn't do that. When he writes me back, he still doesn't give me anything that he thinks was a lie on our part.
But somehow you're pushing him in the right direction toward Mormonism.
Yeah. When people do that, am I wrong for thinking that maybe I'm not dealing with a rational person? Because if somebody was to punch holes in what I believe, and I came back and said something like, you only strengthen my testimony, I would hope a person would look at me and go, this person's not rational.
Well, that's a weak argument.
It is a weak argument, but this is what a lot of people will do with us, I guess, is some kind of psychological tactic to think that maybe we should stop because somehow we drove somebody into the Mormon Church. Folks, that does not make me feel guilty.
Oh,
I don't think that.
I was outside a temple open house, and I can't tell you how many people would say, hey, I appreciate you being here because you're bringing people into our church. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe you want to help. I've said this to people. Well, maybe you want to help me hand these out then, these newspapers.
Right.
And come help me. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. Well,
yeah,
I'm wondering how credible that is. He goes on in his next email, and he says, by the way, why would someone go through all the trouble to put down the Mormon Church?
Well, I think, again, he's using phrases like put down. We would say, no, we're merely critiquing and quoting what their own leaders have said. If that's putting down the Mormon Church, is that our fault? If people see what Mormon leaders have said and they're embarrassed by it or maybe disagree, is that our fault? I've often responded in email saying, look, if you believe the things that we have quoted, then defend them.
Yep.
If you disagree with what we've quoted and you don't like what your leaders have said, then maybe you need to consider leaving the Mormon Church. How does that fault come on my shoulders? I'm merely saying or writing, quoting what Mormon leaders have said and what Mormon manuals actually teach.
Well, and if you believe that your religion is really true, that Christianity is the truth, I think you're obliged to do everything you can to share that truth, just as the Mormon is going to be obliged to share with me his truth if what he's saying is right.
Yeah.
He goes on and says, it seems a lot of people bash the Mormons, but I have yet to find a website from the Mormons that bash anyone else.
Now, again, he's using the word bash because that's a pejorative way of criticizing. That's a pejorative term that you could really say is synonymous with criticism. Well, why do so many people do that? Well, for one, we live in a Mormon culture, okay? Two, Mormons are very influential in the Western United States. Three, a lot of people know Mormons and they're very concerned about Mormons. It's a popular topic here because there are many of them that live here in the United States. That's probably why there's so much interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Interest. They're concerned.
Yep. He writes, also, your points are a joke, and anyone with common sense can read Scripture and the 17 points and find that God has an organized church and he has given us a plan.
Now, this is telling because here's what he's done. By using that phrase, 17 points, now what is he talking about? Most people probably wouldn't know, but there was years ago a tract that was put out called the 17 Points of the True Church. And it was a list of things that happened, they would say, in Mormonism that would, to a Mormon, prove that God had his hand in bringing about the Mormon Church. The problem, of course, it came out later on that the whole thing was fabricated. It wasn't true at all. But yet, the rumor keeps circulating. In fact, if you were to type in Google 17 Points of the True Church, you'll probably find it on several Mormon websites. You'll find it on ours, because we critique it, but you're going to find it on several Mormon websites as a faith-promoting article. So this person read this piece of false propaganda. he drew the conclusion that what it was saying was true. And so here's what he's doing. He's telling me that this is one of the reasons why he's going to join the Mormon Church, based on something that's actually erroneous.
We've done a previous radio show on this topic, as well as you can go on to mrm.org/17-points, and you can see the article that Bill's talking about. He goes on and says, why do you think Christ came to this earth? He taught us, he showed us how to live and what to do and what not to do, but you are simply mad and angry. Why don't you try reading the Bible instead of parts and pieces?
Do I sound mad and angry, or does he sound mad and angry? I mean, a lot of these people who write us, they are mad and angry. They should have let this sit in their draft mode for at least 48 hours before they sent it on, because he really sounds angry. He goes on to talk about the Book of Mormon. We don't have a lot of time here. So he asked the question also, do you know where the Bible came from? Do you know who organized it and why? Why do you think he raises that question? It's probably because he doesn't think the Bible's trustworthy.
Well, yeah. I mean, Article 8 of the Articles of Faith says the Bible is true as far as it's translated correctly. And so if he's going to I always like to ask the Mormon, if you're going to criticize this book that's in your canon, then why do you have it in your canon?
Mm-hmm. If you can't believe it, then why even have it there? But then he goes on to ask if I've ever read the Book of Mormon. Have I, Eric? Have I ever read the Book of Mormon?
What book is that again?
Yeah, really. He says, because I have, and it is a record of the people that lived on the American continent at the time of Christ.
How do you know?
My response question to that would be, what evidence do you have that it's talking about real people in real events? Because that's something that even the Mormon Church cannot produce to this very day.
Well, and admittedly, here's a person who does not know very much about the church, because supposedly you pushed him into the church. He's going to get baptized, not even a Latter-day Saint. How much does he know? And yet he says this book, the Book of Mormon, tells of their history and what they went through and their trials. So my last question is this, why would God not be in their life?
And my answer would be because they didn't exist. They didn't exist. Nephites only exist in the minds of Latter-day Saints. They weren't real people. It comes from a 19th century novel produced by Joseph Smith. Now, a Mormon may disagree with my conclusion on that, but I'm not seeing the evidence to convince me otherwise. This person has already drawn that conclusion without obvious evidence that at least I would require. I mean, I required evidence when it came to the Bible story about real people and real events, but obviously this person has not.
This is a person who's a perfect candidate for Mormonism.
Sadly. And, you know, our heart goes out to people like this. There are a lot of them out there, sadly.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs, as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, corresponds to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we could answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.